This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Wang Xiaoning and Roshan Kanisen. So the world's most valuable startup, ByteDance, that is set to launch its own streaming service. Now, the company is currently in talks with the likes of Universal Music and Sony for licensing deals. And the service is expected to be launched in emerging markets like India, Indonesia and Brazil before expanding into the US.
Yeah, ByteDance rose to prominence, at least in part thanks to TikTok. It's a social media platform which is best known for its short-form comedy and lip-syncing videos. For those who are aware, think of Vine, think of Dubsmash, all packaged into one. I'm pretty sure that that's the demographic they're going for. And musically, sorry, all packaged into one. So it reports over 1 billion users. That's neck and neck with Instagram, which launched 7 years ago. And 7 years before the launch of TikTok. And it was the first ever Chinese app to become the most downloaded app in the US last year. TikTok recently became under fire because of its censorship issues and its perceived relationship to Beijing. So TikTok is something to watch because it's one of the potential disruptors to Instagram and Facebook, as who are the incumbents in the social media space.
So today we are taking a look at ByteDance and an outlook as well on the wider streaming industry with Mark Mulligan, Managing Director at Media Research, a media analysis firm. Thank you for joining us, Mark. Now, what does ByteDance's incoming streaming platform mean for the likes of Apple, Spotify and Tencent? And how might TikTok play into this strategy?
At the moment, the Western streaming market is quite different from the Asian streaming market. In the West, we have essentially a few big players who've got exactly the same sort of service. They are reaching the point where growth is going to start slowing. This is exactly the moment for something different to happen in the market. We could really do in the West with the sort of innovation that Tencent has been pushing through in China. And what is most likely going to happen is that ByteDance is going to try to do that.
So, Mark, do you think they'll be able to compete with Spotify and Apple then?
Absolutely. I mean, TikTok built on the success of Musical.ly, which it obviously acquired. It proved that a lot of the things which Asian music fans and Asian consumers, young Asian consumers had been doing, could actually translate to Western consumers as well. So TikTok is also hugely successful in the US, in the UK, Canada, some European markets. So really what ByteDance can plan to do is to use TikTok as its entry point into those markets for when it launches a streaming service. But right now, to be clear, ByteDance is focused on launching in a couple of Asian markets, building its business there, learning what works, and then more steadily rolling out into other territories.
But I guess the more important question is, how much of a threat is TikTok to Instagram and YouTube?
One of the things which is really interesting about the global tech scene is things have really slowed down in the last 5 years. If we think about it, the big global tech companies like Amazon and Apple and Google, they've been around for a long time. You know, even Instagram, which when it was acquired by Facebook was seen as Facebook trying to invest in its future. Even Instagram is getting old now, you know, and its audience is aging. You know, it's still a young audience, but 5 years from now, Facebook will have the exact same problem with Instagram being an older user base that it had when it bought Instagram, and Facebook was getting an older user base. So the time is absolutely right for something new to come through. TikTok could be it, but in order to be that, it's going to have to diversify beyond simply being what it is at the moment.
Now, TikTok has also come under fire recently because of censorship, and the platform has faced a lot of scrutiny in Washington due to its relationship with Beijing. But are you upbeat on its future prospects?
China is in a position of power at the moment, and it's been in a position of power with regards to the Western tech companies in particular for at least half a decade now. You know, Apple in particular has really got its sights set on growing its already sizable Chinese business. Chinese companies are investing in Western companies like Tencent, for example, investing potentially billions into the world's biggest record label, Universal. Essentially, Western companies, Western governments and regulatory authorities are taking a softer line on some of the constraints which Chinese regulations and Chinese government directions are placing on Chinese companies, because fundamentally they want access to that capital and they want access to those audiences.
Thank you very much, Mark. And that was Mark Mulligan of Media Research in London talking to us about TikTok and its position now kind of as the disruptor, kind of you said, to some of the social media, old school social media giants that we're seeing.
Yeah, it is very interesting. And what Mark said is exactly what we're all thinking. Now, Instagram was great. It was a very prominent platform when Facebook bought it. But in 5 years' time, the question is going to be whether it's aging, whether it can grab a younger audience. It's always about the younger audience and bringing that up. So TikTok is that platform. And Facebook is always used to buying out the competitor, right? Or trying to copy the competitor. I want to see how the rivalry between Instagram and TikTok takes place going forward, because TikTok is a lot more vibrant and a lot more entertainment value to it. So it's very, very interesting platform.
I'm just curious how you're going to value ByteDance, which owns TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's all about the exit, right? So how much is this company worth? And what are their plans? Are they eventually going to list? Because there was some talk that they will do so in the first quarter of this year, but it didn't happen. Maybe next year. I see valuation tags as much as $75 billion. This will be an interesting one to watch, and whether they do make money at all.
Indeed, some questions yet remaining. But right now we are heading into a few messages. And after that, we'll be taking a look back at the local scene at the Defence White Paper, which was tabled in Parliament yesterday. So be sure to keep it here for that on The Morning Run at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.